Navigating love, family, and connection on the autism spectrum. Love is not a language spoken the same way by all. For some, it is read in the spaces between words, in a glance that lingers, in the unspoken ease of an embrace. For others, especially those on the autism spectrum, it is a puzzle, intricate and fascinating, but frustrating in its unwritten rules. Relationships, whether romantic, familial, or social, are landscapes where the path is not always clear, the signposts often written in invisible ink. Yet, for those who walk this path differently, love is no less profound, no less real. There is an art to communication, one that does not always rely on intuition but on structure, clarity, and directness. While many find comfort in unspoken emotions, the autistic mind may seek the honesty of words laid bare, the security of explicit understanding. It is not a lack of feeling but a different way of perceiving it. Misunderstandings bloom in the gaps between perception and expectation, but when met with patience, these gaps can be bridged. Romantic relationships, often a maze of signals and subtleties, can feel overwhelming. The nervous thrill of flirtation, the unspoken give and take of courtship, these are not always instinctive, but they can be learned, embraced, and even redefined. For those on the spectrum, love flourishes not in games or guesswork but in the comfort of shared interests, in the steadiness of routine, in the raw and beautiful truth of simply being oneself. Connection is not about following a script but about finding someone who values the story written in one's own voice. Within the walls of family, love can be both sanctuary and storm. A child retreating into solitude may be seen as distant when they are simply seeking peace. A parent's attempt at affection might feel overwhelming rather than reassuring. Siblings may struggle to find common ground when their worlds are built on different blueprints. But in understanding comes harmony. When families learn to translate each other's languages, whether spoken, written, or felt in the smallest of gestures, love becomes a space where everyone belongs. Friendships, too, are not bound by convention. They are forged in the quiet solidarity of a shared interest, in the comfort of predictable companionship. They do not need to be loud or constant to be meaningful. For the autistic individual, connection is often found in the spaces where expectations fade and authenticity is allowed to breathe. It is not about being part of every conversation, but about being understood in the ones that matter. Love, in all its forms, is not a puzzle to be solved but an experience to be felt on one's own terms, in one's own way. And in that, there is not just acceptance, but beauty.